The Apostle Paul was in prison when he wrote this letter to the Philippians. He was awaiting the outcome of a trial which would determine whether he was released or put to death for his faith in Jesus Christ. There was nothing easy or comfortable about a first century prison, and his hope was that he would have the courage to deal with his suffering and oppression with resolute service to Jesus Christ. For most of Barb's life, her hope was to die well. What she wanted echoed the words of Paul, for she desired that no matter what the circumstances, she would have the courage to meet the end with resolute service to the Lord. When Barb and Bernie learned of Barb's illness and heard the prognosis, they looked at this as an opportunity to participate in a ministry which otherwise would not have been open to them, much the way Paul viewed his imprisonment. Barb was not afraid to die, nor was she afraid to live. She chose this text from Philippians for today's service because her view of life was so much like Paul's own. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to go on living in the body, this will mean fruitful labor for me. Paul wondered which he would choose, if it were actually up to him, to live or to die. Hamlet asked a similar question because Hamlet was contemplating suicide. Paul saw two positive sides and wondered which he would choose if it were left to him. I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far, but it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body. Paul was convinced that God would allow him to be set free because it would be better for the spiritual growth of the Philippians. And Paul was correct. On this occasion, he was set free, only to be martyred later for his faith. Like Paul, Barb was willing to accept whatever future the Lord chose for her. Her only desire was that Christ be exalted in her body. For to Barb, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. You see, for Barb, church was not something she did on Sunday morning, and Jesus was not someone she served for an hour or two a week. Jesus was her master, and everything she did for him. That's not to say that she always got it right. Lots of times she missed the mark, but she knew the forgiveness and the restoration of the Lord. Barb placed her faith in Jesus because she knew he had died and been raised from the dead for her sins and ours. This was not just an idea, a philosophy, a bunch of words. This was the very cornerstone of her life. Barb was grateful to the Lord for her partnership with Bernie. They walked together through many challenges and opportunities and were so good together. They could encourage each other and spur one another on to love and good deeds, just as the Bible says Christians are to do. There were lots of things they had planned to do, most of them in retirement, but that chance never came. However, they did get to do the important stuff, the stuff that will last through eternity. What Barb loved most of all was walking with people on their spiritual journey. Whether leading them to faith in Christ or helping that faith to grow and bear fruit. That was her greatest joy, and it was also her reason for living. Like Paul, she did not find herself in the place to choose to be or not to be. She simply accepted the Lord's decision and went about his work with the time she had. Some of you know that at one time, Barb played in bridge tournaments with her brother, Bill. They won the Canadian Nationals and placed third another year. What Barb loved most about duplicate bridge, in addition to the time it gave her with Bill, was the fact that players were only competing against those who had exactly the same cards. It was never a question of how good one's cards were. It was what you did with them. Shortly after Barb was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, her sister was commenting on the difficult road which lay ahead for both Barb and Bernie. And Barb's reply was, "You play the hand you're dealt." Barb never questioned why she developed the disease or what God's plans were. In fact, her attitude was simply, "I am the handmaid of the Lord." So today, we say goodbye to Barb. But the truth is, this service is Barb's chance to say goodbye to us, because she prepared the service and she wrote the sermon. She played the card she was dealt, knowing that she would only be judged by what she did with the life entrusted to her. And she gave that life to Jesus a long time ago. She accepted the atonement with the Father provided by the Son. She rejoiced in the liberty of allowing the Holy Spirit to make the decisions and provide the direction for her life. And today, she shares those final words that were on her mind. "For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Barb has stood many times in this very pulpit, not on the box that I'm standing on, though, and shared the good news of the gospel because she wanted everyone to know what an awesome God our Savior is. She wanted everyone to know that eternal life could be had through Jesus Christ. Some of you have known Jesus for a long time. Some of you don't have a relationship with him at all. And Barb's final words are the same for each of us. Words given to the people of Israel through the prophet Isaiah. Words given to God's people today. "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." Barb put her trust in Jesus. She knew his forgiveness and his grace. And she wants everyone here to know that gift as well. For Barb, to live was Christ, and to die was gain. Today, we celebrate the greatest gain of all. For today, Barb is with the Lord. He has been forever faithful to her, and it has been her joy to live for him. And now she lives with him. May that joy be yours. Amen.